You're going to love this next story. For the good of mankind, who would have thought that guys like Hugh Hefner and Michael Douglas are helping to preserve the human race? It's all because they're into girls who are much younger than they are, women, we should say. A new study out suggests that older guys, if they continue to hook up with the younger women, that the lifespan ceiling, as it's called, for both sexes will actually rise over time. Here now from Hackensack University Medical Center to share the good news is Dr. Jake Deutsch. Okay, so the idea being that the older guys with the younger women means we're all going to live longer eventually? Is that the headline?
That's the idea.
How in the world does that work?
Well, I think it is allowing people that are able to live longer because they've overcome natural selection, for whether it's a heart attack or a stroke, are then reproducing at a later age and making children that then themselves live longer. So it translates to a longer lifespan throughout the population.
So basically what your message is to women is don't be upset when your husband runs off with the younger woman because it's ultimately good for women too.
Yeah,
how does that work?
For mankind. Absolutely.
This is probably going to seem like a dumb question to a lot of people out there, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why is there this matchup? Why is there, is it psychological more that we often, because we've seen it throughout history of older guys and younger girls, is there an explanation for it?
Well, for whatever reason, men are more likely to marry than women, and as it turns out, then there's other things, I think, in terms of financial situations, companionship, other factors that play into that. And I think that genetic selection has also programmed men to want to reproduce. And if they're able to, that translates into having children. And if it's at an older age, so be it.
So it's all about the reproduction. What about, we're looking at Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, an example of kind of this May-December idea, but what happens when it's the reverse? Was that figured into this study at all, the idea of the Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moores of the world?
Well, they have looked at women's reproduction, and actually women that are able to rear their children and grandchildren, it's been found that their children live longer, whether it's because they have the genetics to pass along or they're just physically there in order to raise them. That's resulted in people that live longer. So yes, they have looked at it, but this is a new twist with looking at the men.
All right, Dr. Jake Deutsch, from Hackensack University Medical Center. That's a good topic to talk about today, right?
Yeah.
No heavy stuff. Good to see you, Doc. Thank you.
Thank